News in brief at Press TV. The United States threatens Russia with more sanctions over the crisis in eastern Ukraine. Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland says Washington and its European allies are working on a series of sanctions targeting Russia's energy, banking, and defense sectors. She says the sanctions may hit individuals as well. Brazilian police have fired rubber bullets and arrested over a dozen people during an anti-World Cup demonstration in the southeast host city of Curitiba. A group of demonstrators smashed windows of banks and stores. The protest was held against a large amount of money being spent on the 2014 FIFA World Cup. Israel has carried out four airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. Warplanes struck targets in Khan Yunis, Gaza City, and the northern Gaza Strip, but no casualties have been reported so far. Israeli Air Force has conducted at least a dozen airstrikes since Saturday. In Saudi Arabia, a new report reveals that almost 500 cases of money laundering and corruption have been reported in the past 2 years. Over 180 of these cases were investigated by the Interior Ministry in 2014 and over 300 in 2013. U.S. President Barack Obama has told Congress that 275 troops will be deployed to Iraq to provide security and support for U.S. personnel and the country's embassy in Baghdad. He said the forces will remain there until the security situation no longer warrants their presence. In Taliban captivity, and Syrian military helicopters have bombed an insurgent-held neighborhood in the northern city of Aleppo. At least 27 people have been killed and a number of people injured in the Sukkar district in the south of the city. Aleppo has been divided into insurgent and government-controlled areas since mid-2012.